201, recording 6.4. I am planning to take a trip home to see my parents for Thanksgiving.
That's great. Don't they live far away?
Yeah, they live several states away. I usually fly home, but I was thinking of taking the train. I heard it can be cheaper. It just takes more time. Have you ever taken a train?
Yes, I have. I enjoyed it.
Can you tell me a little bit about what it is like?
Well, riding a train is similar to riding a plane in some ways. You'll need to buy a ticket and bring some form of identification, like a photo ID or a passport. However, like you said, a train trip can be longer than a plane ride, so you will need other things too.
Okay, like what?
I would recommend bringing personal care items. You know, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo and conditioner, deodorant, lotion, etc. There are bathrooms on board and showers that you can use.
That makes sense.
You will also want to bring your own snacks and water. There are things you can buy, but it is nicer to have your own. You will also want to bring things to help you pass the time. I like to bring books, noise-canceling headphones, and my laptop. The train has Wi-Fi, so I try to get some work done while I travel.
Okay, those are great suggestions. So do I have to stay in my seat the whole time?
No. If you get a sleeping room, there is a bed to sleep in. If you don't, and you just buy a seat ticket, you can still get up and walk around the train. And there are also stops along the way. The train will stop to let people on and off. You can walk around outside, but you want to pay attention to when the train is leaving again so you don't miss it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
But overall, riding the train is a pretty relaxing way to travel, and you can meet so many people from many places as you travel.